This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on this Super Bowl Sunday morning as you hear more Super Bowl halftime performers. It is Sam and Greg, February the 9th. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning, happy Super Bowl Sunday to all y'all out in Griffin.
All right.
Back to the south side there.
Yeah, not the south side.
Yeah.
Down to Griffin.
And like I said, happy Super Bowl Sunday. I've only said this, I'll say it just once every hour, reminding everybody it's an amateur day, I guess, instead of an amateur night. First one of the year. And that just means people are out there acting a fool on the roads, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Whether it's, well, they're just acting a fool on the road. So just be very careful out there.
Yeah.
What made them do it is irrelevant. So, again, this is and again, this is America's only unofficial holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Across the board. Only unofficial. And listen, and let me tag something else, too, because I just did the casting call, talked about where you guys can get some jobs, money flying through the air. If you want to find these jobs, you can go to Get Cast with Greg on X. It's there right now. And also 929thegame.com/casting call. Other piece of business. Want to remind you, and for whatever the reason, we talked about various people that we have seen this morning that are working because we don't want people to believe that they can get away with some stuff because it's Super Bowl Sunday.
No. Oh, absolutely.
You try some knucklehead stuff, you're going to be surprised. You get your feelings hurt, you know. And these athletes are getting smart. There's been a number of them that are reaching out to get themselves some Rottweilers and some Dobermans and some other dogs that'll.
Well, if people keep, you know, going into their homes and whatnot.
That's what I mean, for their homes. Along with the alarm system, they're getting themselves some four-legged friends.
Okay.
Who will not treat you nicely if you come into that house.
Of course not.
So, like I said, just be careful out there today. Tyrone Poole, former New England Patriot and Super Bowl winner, will be joining us coming up before the end of the hour. We're going to talk some more Super Bowl later on. And Mr. Fricky is going to take over at 9 o'clock, getting you ready. We're the opening act for a full day of Super Bowl talk.
Yeah.
Football talk. And listen, it wouldn't be off beaten path to talk a little NBA either.
Right. Well, that's the thing. And of course, what happens today at 2 o'clock on the game that's going to be televised on ABC with UB Brown's final call. You know, that's 91 years old.
Well, you take it away. I got some stuff.
Oh, okay. All right.
What I do want to mention that we're going to do in our last segment that you are kind of worked up about is that we are going to pay, I say tribute, but we're going to reach out and make the folks in Dawsonville smile.
Yeah. Oh, we're going
to. In our last segment. I mean, before we get on out of here, let's just make a mention of it and we'll play the thing, right? Or do we already do?
Maybe I was going to do that.
No. Oh, okay. Well, then never mind. See, we both stepped on stuff.
See, it's three cheers and three cheers.
Go ahead, take it.
And the way this works, folks, is what is it during the course of the week that made you smile? Or what is it during the course of the week that made you frown? You know, and that's the thing. There's some things in the sports world that we watch, we say, well, that was nice. Boy, that was, and you may have taken place back on Monday. It may have taken place. So we talk about things go all the way back to the last time we greeted you, which was last Sunday morning. So a lot happens during the course of that time.
Well, technically it was yesterday, but go ahead.
Well, for which one?
We greeted them yesterday.
I know, but
you mean since, between the times.
Between the times
okay.
that we greet them. You know, before we greet them again on Saturdays, now that we're back on Saturdays. And so, you know, things that take place in a lot of them, and there's several of them that I thought about this week. It could be three things that you frowned about, those are your three jeers, or three things that make you smile and just make you happy, and you say, yeah, that's a good thing. Those would be your three cheers. And so if you had those you want to share with them, share with us. It's 404-726-0929, 404-726-0929. Three things. Noel, I don't know if you have cheers or jeers this week. I don't know if she has cheers. She does have cheers. Does she go first?
You running this show. Go ahead. You tell her. You tell us what we got to do. I'm going to shut up. I don't want to step on nobody's stuff no more.
No.
All right. I have three cheers. I've decided I'm only going to do jeers if it's just egregiously bad.
Okay.
You're going to stay positive. So we got three cheers going on. So I have the Hawks with two wins this week. Yay!
All right now. All right.
Whew, long swing. We've been waiting. It's good work. I have the Gold Jacket Sharp Brothers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sterling getting elected to the Hall of Fame.
Yes. We have two Sharps with golden. Well, we'll have two Sharps with golden jackets.
First brothers.
Great to see.
First brothers in the Hall of Fame?
I think so, but they won't be the last. I think we've been looking at the next two.
So, because I was thinking about that when I heard that, none of the Matthews, all the Matthews are in the Hall of Fame, but what was it, cousins and fathers and sons?
And nephews,
Because there were no brothers. Yeah. I was thinking about that, because the Matthews family was the one that made me turn my head and make a Scooby-Doo noise.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hang on a second. But apparently not, if they're saying this.
Maybe not yet.
Okay.
Yeah, these would be the first two, and then probably the Mannings, and then the Kelseys, more than likely.
Okay. All right.
How I see it as of right now.
And
number three leads into my Super Bowl prediction. The Super Bowl is back on Fox. And why does that make me smile? I don't know. I just like watching football on Fox.
Okay.
It's just something about it that's just aesthetically pleasing to my eyes.
As opposed to CBS, you're not lying.
I don't know what it is. It's just something about it.
Yeah,
it's
like the fathers and sons.
Yeah.
Fox is the sons.
Yes, it's something that's just aesthetically pleasing to me. So those make me smile.
Okay. Those are her three.
Yeah.
I got three.
Three cheers.
I got three cheers because I was
cheers
last week.
Okay.
And you may actually, technically, it could be four, but I'm going to put these two into the same category. And it's Dickie V getting back to broadcasting yesterday doing the Duke Clemson game. And today, Hubie Brown at 91 doing the Philly Milwaukee game.
Okay.
And so those two, you know, we will not see their likes again for a while. I'm not sure how many more games Dickie V is going to do. Is this Hubie's one and done? Is he done? Is he going to do a few more this season?
I think he's taking an exit after this one today.
All right. So we'll combine those two. That's one. The other one is kind of sports related, but and we talked about it yesterday. Tim Tebow.
Okay.
And what he has done for the last 11 years. Friday night was the 11th anniversary of his night to shine. We talked about it last year on the 10th anniversary. If you are not familiar with what I'm talking about, go to timtebowfoundation.org. He has put together an event that happens worldwide on the Friday before the Super Bowl. And I don't know how many churches participate, but what these churches do, they throw, for lack of a better way to put it, a prom night.
Mm-hmm.
Everything from the red carpets to paparazzi. I take it back. Let's put it this way. Combine prom night with Oscar night.
Okay.
Academy Awards night.
Yeah.
And all the pomp and circumstance that surround that. Because these churches try to outdo it every year. And what it is an event put together for special needs kids who never got a chance to experience a prom, a special night like that. And so through their church, they have this opportunity. Our own David Ashburn was at his church. In fact, I'm going to pull this up right now where he was at. They put on an amazing event, and I'm going to read what David said yesterday because it was worthy of repeating. I don't know if he's listening right now. It doesn't matter. An amazing, amazing night. His church is the First Baptist Church in Woodstock. Amazing, amazing night, man. I've done some pretty cool things in my life. This was one of the best. 301 kings and queens on site with parents, loved ones, caregivers. 900 volunteers. God's love is amazing. You go to that website, they're reaching out to pastors, they're talking to the administrators. If you would like to host one for 2026, they show you how you can. So this event that takes place, and logistically, it's just got to be it takes you back.
Yeah.
When you think about what it is to put this thing on. And like I said, it happens around the world. So what? That starts in Australia?
Yep. And then go backwards.
Go around the world, man. So that happened this past Friday night. And my other cheer is Canelo Alvarez shutting down that clown show. He turned down the fight with Jake Paul. Jake Paul called him out. But see, Jake Paul got nobody else to fight now of that level. Mike Tyson was a big draw. We all know how we felt about watching that.
Yeah,
it was a TV show. I looked at it that way. Well, I looked at it that way from jump. And then you found out the different rules and things he put in place. And so it's all about him. And yes, whoever he fights will make a bunch of money.
Mm-hmm.
But Canelo Alvarez got the belt. He got plenty of money. And there is no upside for him fighting this dude.
True.
There's no upside.
Very true.
And he's got a fight that's around the corner a few months down the road that actually means
real
something.
Real fight.
So by him agreeing, however it was, because Jake Paul will tell you that he signed this and agreed to that and so on and so forth, and he's calling them names. He's pulling a page from the old, you know, Ali playbook. But Canelo's like, no, I'm not doing it. So that made me cheer.
Yeah.
It's like, no more, because there's really nobody else out there that he could fight that's going to bring us to the TV. Short of him saying he's going to fight Michael Jordan or LeBron, somebody like that. So anyway, those are my three.
There were three cheers. And one of the cheers where I would have, if I had a fourth one, like you mentioned, Michael Jordan, the fact that he, $10 million opened up a health clinic in his hometown of Wilmington, North Carolina, that was big. You mentioned Dick Vitale, and that's obviously his return was one that I had on my list. Sterling Sharp, I covered him in college. Worth the price of admission every Saturday at South Carolina. He is the better football player in the Sharp family. But in addition to what Noel said, you know, yes, they're both will be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. But by virtue of that, now Sterling becomes a member of the Georgia High School Football Hall of Fame.
What?
Because of all gold jacket owners from Georgia are in.
Automatically.
So the two brothers would be in. So that's the one that we hope that we'll get to see the two of them in the fall at the High School Football Hall of Fame. We'll see if we can do that. Another thing. Can I get the other thing? I got to go.
Oh, we got to go.
No. You got one more thing. Let's hear it.
Excuse me, ma'am.
For those who don't know. That is the sound of the siren at the Dawsonville Pool Room. And that thing went off about 11 o'clock last Sunday night because Chase Elliott won the clash at Bowman Gray Stadium. That's right, folks. Dawsonville.
Congratulations.
I don't think it woke anybody up because everybody up there was probably watching it anyway. But, hey, watch out. If Chase can win on a short track, he's going to Daytona next week.
Ooh.
He does well on the road course. Watch out for the return of number 9 this year. And, of course, next week, Daytona. Week after that, Atlanta Motor Speedway. That's my three cheers for this week.
All right. Well, who's up next? As long as you got the floor.
Up next, a man with Super Bowl rings is getting ready to be a coach at a new team at a college in this area, a sport that is really, really growing and blooming in our area. We're going to talk about him, talk about Super Bowl, get him to talk about his coach a little bit. It's Tyrone Poole. He's next. Sam and Greg, Noel, other side of glass on this Super Bowl Sunday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam and Greg. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. Noel's filling up this hour with music by halftime performers of the Super Bowl. You ever been on one of those sites online where you got a bunch of celebrities that have run into or worked with and encountered Prince and have these Prince stories?
Those stories, yeah.
It's just, it's crazy, some of the story. And there's a few that have the same sort of ending. They talk about doing whatever they do with Prince, and then when they're finished, they say, and it's like he just floated away.
just like that, he
just floated away. Now, I can't think of another performer who has that kind of aura around them, you know? I mean, there's some basketball players that talk about that, about Michael Jordan when you walk into the room with him, especially during that 75th anniversary. Everybody was in there, but then when he walked in,
everything changed, right?
But that's not why you called. Let's bring our guest on here, a guy who's got a couple rings and curious to find out because we're just off the top. Before we talk any football, before we talk about anything else important, your new job out there at Reinhardt College, we wonder what goes through your mind over these last X amount of couple years, but most recently the last few weeks when you have seen your old coach and his companion out in public. and enjoying themselves. What is it that runs through your mind, Tyrone Poole?
Hey, first and foremost, thank you for the opportunity, Greg and Sam. I always get to give Sam shout out. Sam gave me my
first
opportunity to be in front of television. So I praise God. But no, you know, Bill Belichick and you know, his young girlfriend, you know, I'm like, they do what they do. People do what they do. And I just hope that he's happy and she's happy and they make everybody else happy. But, you know, it's good to see him smile. when I was with the Patriots, it's rarely we saw Bill smile.
See, that's what I was going for.
All the time now.
That's what I was going for. You just thank Sam. And I'm going to let Sam jump in here real quick. But I need to thank you, too. You remember a conversation that you and I had a couple years ago when I started my weight loss venture?
Oh, yes.
Sam, you don't even notice. I reached out to Tyrone.
Okay.
Because I was looking for things. And Tyrone, we haven't talked since then, but I'm down probably about 70 pounds.
Congratulations.
But a little bit of what you said, a little bit of what some other folks said, but it was a whole lot of me and intestinal fortitude and just, you know, biting a bullet and making a lifestyle change, which was one of the things that you said to me. So I wanted to personally thank you for that conversation that you took the time
thank
to have
you,
with me.
Greg. Thank you, sir.
You go. There you go. For spending time on the waitfor.com hotline this morning with Tyrone Poole. And I want to ask you, before we get into Super Bowl talk and then what you're doing, how do you think your coach is going to do, talking about Coach Belichick, at the college level? I mean, one thing to do with grown men, but how's he going to deal with these kids who are chasing the bag? And if he, you know, gets bristles at one of them, they're going to hit the transfer portal and go somewhere else. How's he going to deal with that?
Well, you know, I can probably speak on this firsthand, along with a lot of other coaches who are going from a professional style of environment to a level where you don't know what you're going to get, right? It's like Airbnb, right? You don't know what you're going to get until you get a sign, right? You walk into the place, you're like, hold on. But myself, with the attitude of professionalism, I am finding out that I have to make an adjustment because a lot of these young kids don't quite understand professionalism yet. So I think that's one problem that Bill is going to run into because in the pro game, we're told to be somewhere and we're there. And sometimes it's not written on the wall, but we know what we're supposed to do. When you're dealing with high school kids, it's like their parents are still taking care of them. Their parents are still writing whatever message on the wall for them. So, but I do think Bill is going to probably have somebody to help tutor him, to help bring him along and say, hey, Bill, you can't say what you would normally say to the Patriots. You can't say that to you. So this is the way you need to say it. So he's going to be kind of like the president of the United States. Somebody's going to have to write that script for him to walk in there and talk.
Yep, folks. Talking with Tyrone Poole. He is social. You can find him on the gram. He's on the IG at Tyrone Poole 38, at Tyrone Poole 38. This is Super Bowl Sunday. When this day rolls around, what comes to mind for you? It's a long wait to play the game. And I know, you know, you've been there, you've been in the place all week, you've been practicing, but what comes to mind for you when you finally hit the field and they kick off and all those flash bulbs go off at the same time? That's the thing we'll all watch for tonight at the kickoff, that big flash of light. Do you see that flash of light? Or are you so focused on the game that you don't see it at all?
Well, I tell you what, all cell phones are turned off. Anybody who tries to call, they're going straight to the voicemail. So that's the first thing I'm pretty sure those players have done, and the coaches probably have taken up their cell phones. But, again, we're talking about grown men, so I'm pretty sure that hasn't happened. But that morning, this morning, you know, the guys, they're waking up, and, you know, they're going to get breakfast, and they're going to have a few meetings here, a few meetings there, and then they'll break again for, like, lunch. And then they'll come back and get ready for, you know, the transformation of showering at the hotel and put it on your suit, and they're going to get on the bus one or either bus two, bus three. A lot of guys are kind of like superstitious. I'm not saying I'm superstitious, but this was like time-wise. I used to take the last bus to the stadium because I just felt like I didn't want to get there too early. I felt like I was a grenade getting ready to go off, and I didn't want to go off too soon. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, let me just roll up at the time that I'm supposed to walk into that locker room, and the guy sitting outside the door checks us off, and okay, Tyrone Poole is here, and I go in, and I go to the training room, get whatever tape, get my little sweet towel, do my little tour of getting my items that I need for the game, and then go to my locker and start putting my stuff on. And by the time I do that, it's time for us to go out, specialists go out and catch punts. And because I return punts, I would go out with a specialist. And then after that, the defensive backs come out the tunnel. And then, yeah, it's game time. So right now, the guys are just, you know, probably eating breakfast or you know, in bed watching television and about to go to breakfast and then go to meetings. So that's pretty much how that day goes.
Okay, now an extension of that is this. As you now sit back looking at those times you had the opportunity to play in a Super Bowl, is there a play that you would like to have a redo on? Is there something that happened in one of the games that you participated in and he's like, man, I wish I could do that one again? That pops up into your mind. Is there one or not?
Yeah, definitely. You know, right away it's the touchdown to Steve Smith. On that particular play, it was third and I think maybe third and eight. And I was up in press, and Steve ran a out and up, and I bit on the out, and then he turned it up. And I almost caught up, but I didn't catch up enough. But if I could take that play over, I probably would have played it off and just let my eyes and my skills react to the throw.
Now, for purposes of our audience, what Super Bowl was that who you were playing?
That was Super Bowl 38. I think the play was like they had the ball on the 38-yard line, probably somewhere to 40, 38-yard line. I think it was a 38, 37-yard touchdown. But, yeah, he ran out and up, kind of like a stutter go. And I stopped my feet, and that's all it takes in the NFL. A defensive back stop your feet just for a split second, and those quarterbacks are good enough, I don't care who they are, to put that ball where it needs to be.
Yeah, yeah. Well, okay, now, you know, that's your experience that you had as a player. Now you are a coach at Reinhardt. Flag football is going to the collegiate level now. We've seen it take off big time with high schools in the area. Now they're at Reinhardt. And you guys get started next weekend, right?
Yes, we get started next weekend. We play UGA, University of Georgia, and Kennesaw State Club flag football team is coming over. Neither one of them have an official flag football team because the NCAA has not ruled it, but it's coming. They have a club, but we're treating it and they're treating it as a regular game. So, yeah, February the 16th, they come to Reinhardt University.
What's it been like for you making this transition? Because you know it's new, and the fact that you know girls can play this with the opportunity to play at the collegiate level.
Yeah, again, Sam and Greg, I just thank God for the opportunity that I could give back. Just like how Greg asked me the play, is there a play that I would like take back and do over? No, I can't do that play over, but I can see that play happening again, and it's going to happen again somewhere in flag football. And I'll be able to tell the young ladies, right, this is how you need to play it. I've been there and done that, right? So that's why I tell them, and I tell anybody, whether it's business or sports, right, you're only as a student or a coach, as a player, should I say, you're only as good as your teacher, right? So The player is only as good as the coach, and the coach is only as good as the experience that the coach has been exposed to. So I tell these ladies that I bring a lot. Just like we talked about Bill Belichick, he's going to bring ton of knowledge. It's like he's bringing an entire NFL library that these young athletes can go and look up and ask questions about ages, about how to take care of yourself, life after sports, during the season. So this is what I thank God that I have an opportunity to bring to Reinhardt University. And a lot of these ladies, they want to go and try out for the United States Olympics team.
That's
which
where I was
they're
going
to have, yes, they're going to have flag football in 2028. So I get an opportunity to give them the mental that will hopefully separate them from the physical that everybody possesses, and I give them the mental that gives them that leapfrog, head of the line, head of the class opportunity.
You're going to do a lot of teaching, but this is something, and you obviously never say this out loud in front of players, but how long does it take you when you're looking at any kind of athlete to see how that they have it?
It doesn't take long. It doesn't,
you know what I mean? It's like you see it quickly, right?
Yeah.
You see it very quickly. It's just like you can tell whether somebody can cook or not. You're like, hold on. I don't need to taste your food. I saw the way you put too much salt in that. It's not going to be good, right? But you at least have to know how to cook yourself. So like you said, being a top athlete, my body was my business for years. So I ate, slept, and drank. So I know right away when I look at film of an athlete, I look at how they run. How they run can tell me what type of athlete. Do they run with their feet like to the side, like slew-footed when they run? Oh, you're probably not going to be too explosive. Or do you have some type of efficiency in your running? Then that's when I ask that athlete, even though she's playing flag football, I say, hey, do you run track or have you run track before? Oh, yes, I used to run track when I was in the ninth grade. I could tell. So, yeah, like you said, Greg, right away, a great eye, a great teacher can always spot the possibilities and potential in an athlete.
All right. Well, it's coming up. Your scrimmage is coming up next Sunday at 2 o'clock is Georgia, 4 o'clock is Kennesaw State, up at Waleska, up at the campus at Reinhardt Athletics. I got to come up there and check you guys out and see how you're doing and see your team. I know you're going to do a great job because they have a dynamic leader. They have dynamic leadership. I know they're going to do very, very well. So we appreciate you spending some time with us on this Super Bowl Sunday morning.
Absolutely, buddy.
And look forward to coming out and checking out you and the team as you get your season started next week.
Hey, and a shout-out. Let me see if I can get this, if I can remember. Shout-out Fort Valley State? No.
Fort Valley
State. I got it.
Fort Valley State. Our lives to thee we dedicate. How many people still know their album about the song?
Well, we're about to find out because we got that on tape. We play it every week now.
Tyrone, thanks a lot, man.
Thank you, Tyrone.
Right, thank you, guys. All right.
There
all
you
right,
go.
All right.
I get points for that, man. Pulling up his HBCU. Yeah. All right. We're going to put a wrap on our Super Bowl Sunday with you, but we're going to turn things over to John Fricke, top of the hour. Been the opening act all morning long, a little bit of everything, and like I said, a couple more pieces of business and our predictions. Coming up next, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And but, because she took the song and made it her own with unique inflection, but didn't change it.
No.
And I think that's what makes it stand the test of time and makes people love it so much.
And so, I mean, just hit every emotional note.
Yeah.
It took that voice to do, and you could, just a few people who sing could have done not this, but their version where they hit every proper note. Anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
The timing of the situation was simply remarkable, right?
On this Super Bowl Sunday. I'm sorry, let's let it play out.
Oh, absolutely, man. In New Orleans, try to top that.
Yeah, you ain't got no blood going through you if that don't get you goosebumps. Sam and Greg again, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. That just made me completely forget the first thing I was going to talk about. It really did. It really did. Because, you know, and the fact that she's gone.
Yeah.
And she, you know, I think she understood what that moment was throughout the rest of her life and the people coming up to her and talking about it.
You know, I'm sure she heard a lot from people of what it meant, where they were at the time that they heard it. And if they had a loved one that was putting their lives in harm's way. You know, someone that was serving in the military at the time, what it meant to hear her rendition of it, especially before the Super Bowl. So, yeah.
Do you have, okay, if that being one of them, whether it's a halftime or a, you know, the opening, speaking of the national anthem, are there performances, just a couple, that are head and shoulders above the others? Because I got three.
Okay.
And I just wondered, do you have one beside this one? This was one of my three.
This was at the top of everybody's list.
The other national anthem that I will hold special, and he kind of made it his own, but it still stands the test of time for me because he had the number one hit in the country at the time being Sexual Healing, but Marvin Gaye NBA All-Star game.
I think you think Super Bowl. So you know who I think the very first, cause this is the eighth time I think that the Super Bowl has been played in New Orleans. I think the first time that it was played in New Orleans, if I'm not mistaken, someone from New Orleans who plays a trumpet,
Al Hurt. Yep. My mother loved her some Al Hurt.
And that was in the old Tulane Stadium. This predates the Superdome. It's outdoors.
Yeah.
A lot of people forget that, you know, the first Super Bowl played in New Orleans was played in an outdoor stadium.
Shout out Steak Shapiro. Didn't he go to Tulane?
Tulane man.
Yeah, there he is.
Green wave, catch the wave. That's him, right? So yeah, that I thought that was pretty special with this being back in New Orleans again.
So, yeah, it's Whitney, it's Marvin, and all three of them are gone, and Prince's halftime performance. So those three are the ones that stand out to me. So, I don't know where you got your list. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're going to turn things over to John Fricke, top of the hour on this Super Bowl Sunday. Also want to remind you once again that the list for job opportunities, everything's going to start to get busy around this state here soon, whether it's a job in front of the camera. I've got the casting call list up on Get Cast with Greg on X and also 92.9thegame.com/castingcall. And the jobs behind the camera, I'll walk you through how to find those, starting at georgia.org. So, greg.clarkson@odyssey.com if you have any questions about any of this stuff.
What else are you watching for in this game today? I'm watching for something. I'm watching for an article of equipment.
And, the puffer helmet?
Don't call it the puffer helmet.
I couldn't think of that.
The home office for those for the Guardian Caps
I'm sorry.
In Peachtree Corners.
Okay.
Our home folk to make that product. I'm trying to think of a player on either team that wears one.
Is that what you were thinking about?
Yeah,
if
somebody was going to be wearing one today. We've seen him on other players on other teams. That would be historic because, to my knowledge, no one has worn one in a Super Bowl game before. They were given the NFL gave players clearance to wear them all the time at practice. But then to play it, wear in games this season, and we saw them show up with a number of players wearing them. But I'm trying to think if there's a player on either Kansas City or Philadelphia that wears one.
Here's the best part about that, what you just said. And by the way, forgive me again, what the name of the company here in town?
Guardian.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So they have done such a marvelous job at that I don't even notice it. In other words, I look, and like there's be a penalty in a play, and somebody will be getting up and go, oh, that dude's wearing Guardian helmet.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, you don't really notice it that much.
Well, that's
at all.
Because before the NFL would do it, you had to get that logo and everything right down to the detail. It had to match up with that helmet.
And it does now.
Yeah, they do. Absolutely.
So that's why, listen, achieved. The other thing that we had talked about earlier was, will there be a kickoff return? Not that we're trying to get prop bets out here.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
But a kickoff return, punt return. Well, not punt return, but a kickoff return. Also, an onside kick.
Right.
Where they have to announce it ahead of time. We're going to do this. Try and stop it. So those are some of the things that you can look. But other than that, man, I want everybody to just stay healthy. I want no excuses.
Right, right.
I don't want no
ref
excuses.
We could have done that, but somebody went out of the game, and after that, we wasn't the same. So,
right.
No, I don't want everybody playing.
Don't want none of that. So, Noel, whenever you're ready to come join us here, because we're going to wrap things up. I'm just saying it at this moment, but whatever we have not covered that you wanted to make mention of. And while she's getting her helmet on here, happy birthdays go out to our she's kind of like a niece to us, like much like Noel, but we haven't had her on the air in a while. She's not with the station anymore. But I will never forget when we used to have Larisha on.
Oh.
Larisha Harris,
yeah.
her and her babies down there in, you like to say, Swampland.
Yeah, Brunswick.
But her husband in her head, it's his birthday today. She would always say that Michael B. Jordan is her husband in her head. Michael B. Jordan and Rose Leslie. Now, a lot of you may not know who Rose Leslie is unless you watch Downton Abbey.
Okay.
You watch Downton Abbey?
I have from time to time.
I have never seen that show.
You've never seen that show?
Quite popular show.
They're
both 38 years old today. There's a couple people born on the same day. You ready for this? Charlie Day. Actor Charlie Day, mm-hmm. Sonny in Philadelphia, and Vladimir Guerrero.
Okay.
Both 49 today.
Okay.
All right. Also, I don't know if both of these are still with us. I'm just going to throw them out there. But former Cowboys quarterback Danny White and Mookie Wilson.
I believe they're both still with us.
Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, yeah, well, they're both celebrating a birthday today.
Okay.
Two people you ain't thought about, didn't think you'd think about when you woke up this morning.
Mookie Wilson, the pride of, is it Bamberg, South Carolina?
Yes. Yeah. And speaking of people who are a part of historic plays, you can't tell the story of baseball without mentioning Mookie Wilson and what happened to him. Today would have been Vic Wirtz's birthday.
Oh, man.
How about that? Now, folks who don't know about Vic Wirtz, they know that he started what is now probably the most famous catch in sports history, and that's the over-the-shoulder Willie Mays catch.
Right.
It came off of Vic Wirtz's bat. So, anyway, would have been his birthday today, and Bill Veeck.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
He, we remember him in South Shady, Chicago, there, putting in, first of all, Eddie Goodell. Bill Veeck put Eddie Goodell in a game. Eddie Goodell was a little person, and he got up there and got four balls and walked, and he, you never heard from him again. So he did that, and of course he did Disco Demolition, and those who are in the audience who are from Chicago, and no DJs there, Steve Dahl. Disco Demolition out there where they were throwing records from one end of the stadium, and people were getting nailed by these records because they were supposed to blow them up, which they did in the field, but then these kids started taking them and
just
flinging
them. Right?
The next thing you know, people are sitting there by third base going, skrrr, getting an album in the forehead. So, yeah, they had to cancel the second game.
Yeah,
so
that wasn't good.
Some of the folks celebrating a birthday today. And Joe Pesci, Carol King, and Alice Walker.
Okay.
All in their 80s, but celebrating a birthday today. And John Kruk and Travis Tritt.
Outstanding.
Go ahead, man.
Outstanding.
Can I
thank some people?
Please.
Can I ask some people something that last night that I...
Yes. Noel, you got to get on. We have to
wait a minute. USTA Georgia had their annual awards last night. And these are the people who play tennis, teach tennis, promote, organize from one end of the state to the other to make sure that everybody that wants to participate in the game gets to participate, even people, special populations, people who have disabilities, people who are visually impaired, get a chance to play their version of the game of tennis. And so they were honored last night, and I was MC for this event, which I MC this event almost every year, and it goes the same way, right? Everybody's coming in to have their dinner, and you have your salad there, right? Everybody has your salad. And right about the time they're ready to bring the meal out, they says, all right, Sam, time for you to come up. So once again, last night I didn't get to eat the meal. The lady came over and said, you want your dinner? I said, no, they're going to call me up in a minute. I won't get to eat that. So I enjoyed my night. Hey, it's healthy. I was healthy last night.
Yeah, you were.
It's a salad. But also I was honored with the Mark Kaplan Media Excellence Award for Georgia.
Say that again. And not so fast, because you made me shut up earlier, so now you got to say it again slow.
I was honored with the Mark Kaplan Media Excellence Award for the state of Georgia. And so I thank them so much for that, because as I told them last night, I said, you know, you people are the ones, you know, you guys here, you do the work, I just get to talk about you. You know what I mean? And tell people about the things that you're doing and interviewing you. So salute once again to the people who make tennis great in the state of Georgia. And I said, you know what? The rest of the country envies us. You know what? We had 70-degree temperatures this week. We can go out and play tennis.
That's right.
And everybody else shivering in cold, right? I thank them once again for that.
Congratulations, man. How many awards you got at the house? I'll put it this way. More than 10, less than 10?
I don't know if I got 10. I got just different ones with different things.
You don't have to name them. It seems like 2 months don't go by with somebody not giving you an award. Now, that means a couple things. One is you're very, very good, if not great, at what you do. Two, you're getting old.
Yeah, that's it. Absolutely.
Yeah, I believe
the latter. That's so I'm getting an award. Okay, what does this mean, right? but you're thankful for the acknowledgement. You hope you hope what you do, people enjoy and appreciate. So that's
absolutely. That's
cool. All right, we got to do predictions before we get out of here.
Well, you know mine is, and I fuss with Terrell, but mine's an easy one. Coming up, me and my father had a little rivalry because I loved the Oakland Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just that was the
why
first, other than the
you're
Bears.
In Chicago.
Well, no, we both followed the Bears, obviously,
yeah,
but when.
But,
they would not show the Bears weren't on TV that much, right?
Okay.
But they'd always show Oakland, John Madden, the Snake, and all of them, going back to Dave Casper. So I liked them, and of course they were in the same division as the Kansas City Chiefs, mm-hmm. and my father was all about the Kansas City Chiefs. And he never really told me why. I asked him once after we first started working, because you said that he probably liked them because Kansas City Chiefs are one of the first teams in the NFL to reach, well, AFC.
The AFL was known to welcome more players from HBCUs mm-hmm. than the NFL did at that time.
That's true.
And so, but just you, I have the connection with Kansas City as well. Growing up in Birmingham, it was the first Super Bowl was very ironic for folks in Alabama. Because you had the quarterback, Bart Starr, mm-hmm. who went to the University
That's
of
right,
Alabama.
Yeah.
And on the other side of the line chasing him was a guy named Buck Buchanan, who went to Parker High School in Birmingham, couldn't go to Alabama, but went to Grambling. And so you had those two guys on the field for the very first Super Bowl game. And so it was a big deal in Birmingham because you had the connections to that game.
Yeah, Willie Lanier, Ed Podolak, Lenny Dawson, all them dudes.
Otis Taylor, Mike Garrett.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, man. And Emmett Thomas, you used to go down the line with those guys.
So
man.
I want, because of my father, rest in peace, the Chiefs. Plus, I'm here for some history.
Yeah.
So that's where I stand.
Well, I tell you, after Mahomes completed that touchdown pass to Kelce where he's falling forward,
yeah.
I said it was all over then. Everybody else is playing for second place. I still say that. Although, Philadelphia is going to bring something with Saquon, and Saquon's on a mission. Think of where he was last season.
That's right. Yeah.
This guy's saying, you know what? I'm here now. I got a chance to get this compared to where he's been.
Right.
He's going to run hard today. I think it's going to be a pretty close ball game, but I'm going with KC.
Noel?
One, the Eagles can't lose to their former coach twice, can they?
They could.
Two.
Makes for a better story, but go ahead.
Today's Saquon Barkley's birthday.
Yes, it is.
And three, I found a super rare pair of discounted shoes.
Look at this.
And they were cream and Eagles green, so I guess... Right. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Okay.
Look at you.
Chiefs,
tied it all together.
Everybody got their own way of getting to the airport. The objective is the same. Listen, we want to thank you guys for letting us be a part of your Saturday and Sunday mornings. Happy Super Bowl Sunday to you. Just be very, very careful out there. Avoid the knuckleheads as best you can. And by the way, if for whatever reason you can't get in front of a TV, we will have the Super Bowl for you here. Everything gets started at 2 p.m. Mr. Fricky is up next. Enjoy your Super Bowl Saturday. We'll talk to you next week. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and take us with you on the Odyssey app.